said, used to be shy. Funniest thing, the saddest part is I never knew why. Oh, keeping myself for nothing was my favorite sport. I had to take off and start enjoying, cause life's too short.
Putting flowers on the table.
I guess he thinks it'll tone the place up.
Listen, the only way to tone this place up is to burn it down.
Well, so what do you say?
What, you have to have an answer right now?
What's there to think about?
Well, a lot. I mean, it's a big decision, you know.
Hey, Alice.
What?
Those guys bothering you?
No, they're not bothering me.
But they're bothering me.
Look, sit down a minute. Sit.
All right.
Alice, you're not being paid to sit down.
Right, Mel, right.
You see, that's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. There's nothing mysterious or sinister about our union. It's all very straightforward. We're just here to protect your rights.
Right. For example, how many coffee breaks per day do you get?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You've tasted Mel's coffee. Now, listen. The thing is that we really don't have any complaints about the way that we're treated here.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's treating you swell now. But what guarantee do you have that he'll treat you just as well next year?
If there was a guarantee I'd be working here next year, I'd quit right now.
I think she's missing the point.
No, she gets the point. Honest, it's just, I would feel funny doing a thing like this to him.
Oh, come on now. Joining a union isn't a hostile act, you know.
Well, you tell that to Mel, huh?
Tell what to Mel?
Oh, hello. Nothing. Just, you know.
You know, I'm going to have a sign made up, and it's going to read, "Management reserves the right to refuse service to anybody if I don't like the face."
Look, Mel.
Mr. Sharples to you.
All right, Mr. Sharples. None of this is directed at you personally.
Oh, yeah? When you turn my waitresses against me, I sort of take that personally. That's the kind of guy I am. Sensitive.
We're not turning your waitresses against you. We just want their interests protected.
You tell him, sugar.
You shut up, Flo.
You see? You see right there? It's an example right there. It's a violation of our standard contract for an employer to use abusive and or demeaning language toward an employee.
Oh, yeah? How about toward a customer?
Right,
how about
toward a customer?
This is
going
to... Come on, this is really going well. I think you gentlemen should leave now.
Leave?
Come on, give me the 70 cents for the coffee. We have a big dinner hour coming in here. We have a big tour bus coming
in. You're not letting him intimidate.
Certainly not. He doesn't intimidate me.
No,
we have a relationship. We like to discuss things
here.
All right,
well, we'll check back with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be strangers. They order anything besides coffee?
That's it, just coffee.
Oh, big spenders.
Big tippers.
Oh, yeah. They're big tippers now when they try to corral you. But once they sign you up, all you're ever going to get from them is a notice to pay your union dues.
Shoot, Mel, I didn't know you were anti-union.
I'm not anti-union. I'm an enthusiastic new dealer.
Wasn't that over 40 years ago?
That's what I call loyalty.
Let me ask you something. If you're not anti-union, huh? Then how come you're against unions?
Oh, come on, Alice. If you're working for General Motors or something and you're one little guy, of course you need some kind of protection. I understand that. I buy that. Or maybe if you're working for some tyrant or something.
I'm just gonna bite my tongue.
Hey, around here, I'm the guy that needs protection. Hell, it's 3-1 against me. I'm the one that should be organized.
You'll get no argument there.
Hey, Flo, kiss my grits.
Oh, abusive and or demeaning language.
Oh, come on. A bus tour will be here any minute now. Let's get going. It could be a bonanza for us.
You mean for you?
Hey, what's good for me is good for you.
Oh, yeah? Are you talking about profit sharing?
I'm talking about just staying in business. The dinner trade has always been the pits.
I can never remember if that means good or bad.
Come on. Girls, pumpkins, sweethearts, tulips. Please, come here, my beauties. I've got something to tell you. Now, listen, I want you to work extra hard today because we're sort of on a tryout, you see? And if that company signs those contracts and we treat these people good, they're going to continue to send the buses here.
What's in it for us?
Vera's got a point, Mel. What do we get out of it?
You want to know what you're going to get out of it?
Yeah.
Job security, which means you won't get fired.
I see. That's not good enough.
Well, there's the bus now,
Mel, I'm saying that's not good enough.
She said that's not good enough.
All together now, pumpkins.
That's all right, all right.
I listen. If I land this contract tonight, you're all going to get a bonus. Because that's the kind of boss I am. Big-hearted. Stupid.
I wonder what he means by bonus.
Well, the derivation of the word bonus is from the Latin, meaning good.
I think what Mel has in mind is from the pig Latin. At they ain't Jay, meaning bad chance. Well, here they come.
We have hot food, we have cold food.
Lots of I'm so famished I could eat a horse.
I'll bet they're fresh out.
People, if I can have your attention for a second. Your driver has an announcement. Excuse me! Thank you for shutting up.
Very polite.
It's an improvement. This time he said thank you.
Now, as you know, we are on a pretty tight schedule here. We got lots to see and not a whole hell of a lot of time to see it in. So eat fast. You got 30 minutes and then we're off to the Grand Canyon.
Hey, you mean you're going to the Grand Canyon tonight?
That's right.
By the time you get there, it'll be too dark to see anything.
You mean they haven't put lights in yet?
Where are you folks from?
San Diego. The bus left from San Diego.
Gee, San Diego. I've always wanted to see San Diego.
Why?
Well, there's the Scripps Institute, the Old Globe Shakespearean Theater, the world-famous zoo, Balboa Park.
All that's in San Diego.
Not in our neighborhood.
Do you know what you want to order?
Well, young lady, I think we're going to have a little problem.
What is it?
We only eat kosher food.
You must be Jewish.
Yes, it runs in the family.
Oh, today's special is really good. It's a shame you can't have it.
What is it?
It's macaroni and cheese on casserole.
Good.
It's fine.
With ham.
Perhaps we could discuss this with the management.
That might be best. I'll go get him.
Poor young lady. I wonder how she got so thin.
Find out.
Is this table going to be okay for you? Mel makes a lot of noise in the kitchen sometimes.
No, I enjoy noise. I love to sit in the front row at the roller derby.
You know, Ellen's hearing is extraordinary. Last summer, she was the first one to know that we had ants in the kitchen.
Too bad you don't live in Phoenix. Mel could use you.
Oh. How clever. A Guernsey.
You know, all of Ellen's senses are really highly developed.
This scream's going to turn sour tomorrow. I'd change it before 11:15.
Well, thanks a lot. At least we'll make it through breakfast. So, do you folks know what you want to eat yet?
Well, it'll take me a couple of minutes to read the menu to her.
Sure, well, my name is Alice, and just give me a call when you want me to come back. And
thank you.
Take your order.
Well, what would you like to start with?
I think a salad. The fruit cocktail smells canned.
And milk for me.
That'll be it?
Yeah, thank you.
Miss, make sure mine is medium rare, please.
Are you having a good time, Tiffany?
Yeah, sure. Don't go by the expression on my face. I haven't been this excited since Arbor Day.
You know, I've been around the world, sampled the cuisines of 100 lands, but nothing beats good old American hash house cooking. That's because it's made by Americans for Americans.
Well, you must be the most patriotic customer we've had in here this year.
I didn't used to be. I mean, I was a real snob about Europe. I used to go every year. Then, on the glorious 4th of the bicentennial year, it hit me. Voila, there's no place like home. I mean, I hadn't realized that everything you're looking for is right here in your own backyard.
Like Dorothy and Toto.
Right. Oh, she was a great columnist. What do you recommend?
The special is macaroni and cheese with ham.
Macaroni? Well, that's not too American. I'll tell you what, I'll have a cheeseburger, chocolate malted, and home fries.
Would you like a side order of firecrackers with that?
Just some tea and toast, please.
That's all? Our special today is macaroni and cheese with ham.
Thanks. Motion sickness.
I know just what you mean. I used to get that when I was a little girl. The bus starts rocking back and forth and from side to side. It lurches every which way, and your stomach just seems to lurch right along with it. The windows are closed, so it seems as if the air is just a green cloud of noxious gas unfit to breathe.
How's that, sir?
That's good. Fine.
Good. Flo, Want to take care of this very nice couple?
Right, boss.
Thank you.
Hey, Slubby. How are you? I'm Mel. I own this place.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You stationed in San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great Liberty Town, San Diego. Not as good as Calexico, though.
No.
I'm an all-Navy man myself.
Yeah, we could tell by your hat. Oh, and your walk. But mostly your hat.
Where'd you find her, on a bus?
No, in the depot, if it's anything to you.
Actually, we met at the Flying Dutchman. That's, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, I know. I caught a cold there once.
Oh, okay, everybody. Listen, we know you hate to eat and run, but your 30 minutes are just about up, so it's time for you to, you know, finish all your milk and get back in the bus and go see the old Grand Canyon. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you. We appreciate your patronage.
Everybody take a matchbook. If you're ever in the area, you'll know exactly where we are.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. Come back on the way back.
Thank God they had something for us to eat.
Call that eating.
We brought plenty of food from home, and if you hadn't have been such a chaz on the bus, we could be eating it now.
Look, I'm flesh and blood. I got hungry. Is that such a crime?
Eating two pastrami on rye, and two chopped liver on collar, 3 pints of coleslaw, and 6 pickles between San Diego and Phoenix. Is that such a crime? Yes.
Oh, forgetting the Tums. That's a crime.
Don't let the bus leave. Somebody's missing.
Who's missing?
The lady with the motion sickness. I looked in both bathrooms in the storeroom, and she's gone.
Well, maybe you should look in the bus.
Don't bother. It's gone, too. Oh,
will you stop nudging on that?
Look, take it easy. What is the big deal? What is the big deal? I mean, the bus will be back here in a minute. The driver probably went for gas.
He could have gotten that here.
Alice is calling the bus company office here in Phoenix. So what's the big deal?
That's what you said.
Hey, it isn't like you're being left out in the streets.
That's what I always promised myself, that I'd never wait out in the street.
That in the restaurant?
Yes, dear.
That explains the smell.
Okay, thanks. Okay, everybody, good news. I just had the dispatcher on the phone. He's coming right over. He says he never lost a bus before, but he's sure he can handle it.
Did you tell him I have a son who's a lawyer?
No, I didn't, but I bet he's going to hear about it when he gets here.
When is he coming?
He's coming now, as soon as he gets here.
People, I am not going to let you suffer. Listen, will everybody just please sit down and try and get comfortable, and please order anything that you want, because it's on the house. And if need be, we will stay here all night. We will serve you. Come on, now, let's take care of the people. They're going to be ordering. I don't care. Hey, just take care of the people.
He is a very nice man. But I do hope I don't have to eat any more of that chili. It made me thirsty.
If I were you, I wouldn't drink the water here.
Ah, see, the drought.
Okay, Mel, we'd like to talk to you for a minute, please.
Hey, come on, come on. What are you all standing around for?
We want to talk to you about something. Go ahead.
Compensation for salaried employees is to be determined by total number of consecutive hours said employees have toiled.
What she means, Pumpkin, is that the horses ain't gonna pull the wagon unless you put something extra in their nose bags.
What she means, sweetheart, is we ain't working overtime without pay.
What are you talking about? With the extra tip that you're gonna get?
Mel, you can't get extra until you get some.
I think this would be a good time to take a vote on whether to join the union.
Oh, all right, wait a minute. I'll toss in a coffee break every 3 hours.
Good. All those in favor signify by raising their right.
All right. You got it. You got your overtime. Now go.
All right. Okay, everybody, everything's on the house.
Excuse me a minute, honey.
Yeah, sure.
Hi. Mind if I join you?
Not at all.
Thank you. Did I hear you say you'd been to Europe?
Every year since 1950. I was in my prime then.
I was in diapers.
In January 1950, I was in Florence.
So was I.
No.
Florence is my mother's name.
Hey, kid. Mind if I sit?
No, sir. Suit yourself.
Thank you. I hear that the Navy has changed quite a bit since my day.
Yeah, I guess so, sir. That's what the lifers say.
It's a lot looser. The whole world's changing. So why shouldn't the Navy just change along with it? Though it's a little hard for an old salt like me to accept. Hey, you're not really on Liberty, are you?
No, sir.
Very well, aren't you?
You gonna turn me in?
No, I wouldn't do that.
She's so pretty. Don't you think she's pretty, sir?
Yeah, I really think she's pretty, but there's a lot of girls like her around.
All guys in San Diego think she's number one.
Is she worth risking your whole career over? I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you. You're gonna have plenty of chances to have fun, like when you're chief of naval operations. You'll have nothing but fun. So why are you being impatient?
You're telling me I should go back to San Diego?
I'm not telling you anything. I'm just suggesting.
Oh, my God. How come everybody's still here?
The bus disappeared. What happened to you?
Well, I considered walking to the Grand Canyon. Then I thought if I came back, at least the bus would be gone.
And it is.
Yes, but maybe not forever.
Come on and sit down. Can I get you something? Everything's on the house.
On the house? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe I could force down a cheeseburger and a malted. And soup would be soothing.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, kid.
I decided to go back to San Diego.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. I just wish that, yeah, that, you know, we never... Where's the bus station?
You keep going starboard for the next couple of blocks. You keep your hatches batting.
Navy talk. Yeah, it really excites me.
Who's Mel? Where's Mel?
Here's Mel. I'm Mel. Who are you?
A dispatcher from the bus company. Hey, wait a minute now. Hold on, will you please? Now, we're doing everything we can. The police have been contacted. They put out an all-points bulletin.
See what I tell you? How long does it take to find a bus?
Hey, wait a minute. There are only eight of you here.
The Navy guy abandoned ship.
Yeah, he went back to dry dock.
For a minute there, I thought we had a mystery on our hands.
We do. The mystery is why you can't dispatch another bus to take us to the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Wait a minute. What do you think we are? Trailways? Our entire fleet consists of two buses, one of which gets stuck in second.
That's the one we were on.
Look, my sister can't stay up all night in a place like this.
Hey,
neither can Mrs. Adley. She's always had a bad back.
And a son who's a lawyer.
Look, don't worry about it, please. Now, the company is going to take care of everything. We're going to find you a nice hotel around here.
Not unless they built one while you've been talking.
Mel's Diner. Just a sec. Mr. Dispatcher, it's for you.
Excuse me, please. So you've been abandoned, huh?
Looks that way.
You don't seem upset.
It wasn't that big a catch. I should have thrown him back after I hooked him. Tell me, sport, is your heart set on seeing the Grand Canyon?
I think it can wait. I mean, I don't think they'll fill it up.
I hear there's a great new restaurant in San Francisco. Interested?
Certainement.
All right.
Hey, what about our luggage?
What about it?
You can always buy new luggage. Well... Well, folks, that was good news. The bus driver's in the hospital. He just had his appendix out, and then they found your bus in the hospital parking lot. Seems he was out looking for a gas station when the pain hit him. So your problems are over. I'll just go, and I'll get the bus, and I'll drive you to Grand Canyon. We ought to be there by dawn.
That's good. That way they'll be able to see what it looks like.
Well, the hospital's about a mile away, so I should be back within the hour. Excuse me. Thank you
very much. Wait a minute. We're not letting you out of our sight.
Maybe we could find a deli open on the way.
All right, suit yourself. But just remember, Section 19, the company does not assume responsibility for passengers of sore teeth forth on foot.
Take care of yourself and have a good trip.
You've been so nice.
Oh,
I hate to leave.
Honestly. Here, you might need this.
Oh.
Oh, you know what I hope?
What?
That company doesn't sign the contract.
I don't think he needs to worry. Do you realize how much word of mouth just left here? Thanks a lot.
I got it. I got it. Oh, it took me the better part of the morning, but I finally got it.
What's he talking about? I think it's his 1964 tax return.
This is the last time I'm ever going to do that again.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Last time for what, Mel?
Oh, catering to that bus company. That little pit stop cost me $23 and change.
What does he mean by change?
Change your hand towels, change your toilet tissue.
Look at this. This is going to cheer you up. Look at this postcard.
Hey, look at that. A destroyer anchored in San Diego Bay. Oh, doesn't that look nautical?
Yeah, but look who it's from.
Seaman Henry Birch. That's the kid that was AWOL.
Well, why do you know?
Dear sir, that's me. You stopped me from making the biggest mistake of my life. I'm in the Navy to stay. With sincere admiration. Excuse me.
How do you like that? I've never seen Mel so touched. Yeah?
It's all very poignant, but I have to finish the menus, and he never told us what the soup of the day was.
Try navy bean.